The Best Australian Bush Stories. Written, collected and edited by Jim Haynes. And read by Jim Haynes and Kate Hood. The Drunken Kangaroo by Kenneth Cook. My deep fear of all Australian animals probably stems from my childhood association with an alcoholic kangaroo. My father was a policeman and for a time was stationed at Walgett in northern New South Wales. He, my mother and I found ourselves living next door to an old man who kept as a pet a huge red kangaroo. The old man's name was Benny, and he called his kangaroo Les, after a famous boxer. Benny was a fuzzy-haired, sparrow-like man with a sweet disposition. Les was almost 2 metres of muscle and malice. I never saw why Benny was so fond of him. Les lived in Benny's backyard. It was surrounded by a tall paling fence which he simply hopped over when he wanted to get out. He wanted to get out at least 6 times a day, and poor old Benny spent most of his life trying to persuade Les to come home. Benny used to get badly bruised in these encounters because the roo had a habit of hitting him with his forepaws, kicking him with his hind legs, or whacking him with his tail when Benny tried to catch him. Sometimes Benny tried to take Les for walks on a lead, and it was a sad sight to see that nice man being dragged through the main street of Walgett by a massive marsupial given to punching, kicking, or whacking him with great frequency. People often advised Benny to turn Les loose, or better still, to convert him into dog's meat, but Benny would protest that he loved the animal and, contrary to all the evidence, the animal loved him. At that stage, Les was no problem to anybody else in Walgett, and if Benny wanted to maintain an unusual association with a kangaroo, that was his business. Nobody interfered. My father and I became quite friendly with Benny and often used to help him catch Les and bring him home. It was an exciting business, and I used to enjoy it, particularly as Les never punched, kicked or whacked anybody but Benny. But then Les took to drink and became a public menace. There was a brewery in Walgett in those days, and every Wednesday the hops mash was strained off the brew and dumped at the rear of the premises in a large pond. Les discovered this on one of his jaunts, tasted it, and found he loved the beery, sloppy mess. He ate and ate until he fell down in an alcoholic stupor.